it's morning bingo this morning. I want to get there early for the free coffee and halal dogs. Everyone gets there early, but they only have so much till it's gone. I got my blue daubers today, but they're running dry. But today is my birthday, so they'll probably give me some new free daubers. Not until the afternoon special, though. I take my usual seat at the ladies' table, and they are talking about Muslim grooming gangs and how they are in every town, and thousands of missing girls, and some of the girls get ground up and put into kebab and served to the public. I don't know anything about that, but I don't think I'll be having any kebab again. The one lady was saying that the police won't do anything about it, and that some of the police are actually involved in raping the girls too. Can you believe it? I didn't realize all those teens and youths that the news keeps talking about were actually 30-year-old Muslim men. The things you learn at bingo, her son said, all the social justice warriors protect and enable the rape gangs, and feminists shield them from exposure by using language policing, and how they are all guilty of crimes against humanity. He said that they're all archetypes of nihilism with a fetish for Maoism. They embrace Marxism because deviance is their natural state. He said that they must have been a pole shift or something because everything has been inverted. And he's tired of the endless accusations of racism, hate crime, white privilege, cultural appropriation, and all the rest of the toxic juvenile vomit spewing from the mouths of the rainbow warriors, the emotionally incontinent, and the intellectually destitute who populate and virtue signal from every nook and cranny in media and academia. All the ladies at the bingo table agreed with him, so I agreed too. Now it's halftime at bingo. I'm going to get a halal dog and some taquilla. The woman behind the counter was wearing a shirt that said, I quit opiates thanks to President Trump. That's nice. The man behind me was talking about how Antifa, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, and the Me Too movements are all communist fronts and seditionists. He had a little rainbow button on his jacket that read, Mohammed was a feminist. And it had little hammer and sickle icon underneath. But instead of the hammer and the sickle, it was a vaginal speculum and some primitive scalpel that is used to cut off a clitoris. He was drinking a bottle of orange glow and enjoying himself. Bingo is about to start up again, so we all moved to the table. One of the ladies was saying that The patriarchy is brainwashing people against their natural instincts. Feminism is. I didn't know anything about that, but the halal dogs taste funny tonight. The son of one of the ladies was talking. He was saying that racism has a new meaning. He said anything good for whites is racist. Anything bad for whites can never be called racist. Blacks and Muslims targeting whites with rape. Blacks exterminating whites in South Africa. Doesn't matter. Whites deserve it. Can't be racist to whites. He said that many people today speak in an Orwellian communist Marxist language, oppressor versus oppressed. They have been told that whites are to blame for all the wrongs in the world. He said this is a mind virus, and terms like xenophobia, white privilege, Nazi, white supremacist, racism, and so on are white phobic terms aimed to disarm whites from doing what is best for white survival. He said if those messages were directed at anyone other than whites, there would be outrage. But since it is directed at whites, it is considered okay. He said the establishment supports this double standard worldwide. I never heard anything about anything like that. They sure don't discuss those things on Coronation Street. The things you learn in bingo. The lady across from me mentioned that leftism is a psychotic fantasy that bonds people together over their mutual hatred of life itself. She said something about the left-hand path, but I couldn't understand it. Her son said the hipster faggots who complain about the woes of capitalism and preach about the virtues of socialism as a viable alternative have themselves only existed in a capitalist society where they have led comfortable lives. He said that they are naive and have no real experience of the consequences of socialism. They only have their theories about how if they had control, the world would go according to plan and be good. He said, those commie faggots are full of hubris, and they exist in a world where theory is just as good as practice. They are oblivious of their own ignorance as they continue to participate in consumer culture. He said not once in history has a communist state existed that did not engage in mass slaughter. Not once in history has a communist state existed that did not starve its people and fatten its leaders. And not once in history has a communist state existed that gave a fuck about intersectionality. I didn't know if that was true, but all the ladies at the bingo table agreed. So it probably is. Well, bingo has ended, and I didn't win a thing. As we were leaving, the nice lady's son said to me, all those idiots are surrounded by and enjoy the benefits, institutions, and inventions created as a result of patriarchal colonization. I noticed he had a little button on his jacket that read, don't forget G.G. Allen. But I didn't know who that was. My bus is coming, so I have to go now. Maybe next time will be my lucky night.